fall this season. You know, our organization, NEARS, has been very successful with a lot of other organizations like Public Citizen and whatnot in getting the Yucca Mountain issue in the newspapers. But there's one issue that I've seen misrepresented in the newspapers over and over again. First of all, it's usually not covered, and when it's covered, the story usually goes, isn't it hilarious? There's a tribe of Indians that wants nuclear waste, and the state of Utah doesn't want to let them have it. And that couldn't be a bigger crock of crap if it tried. And Sammy can tell you why this is a huge issue, just as important as Yucca Mountain, and people really, really, really need to hear about this.
How are you doing, you guys? I'm a long way from home. Yeah, it's okay, fine. My name's Sammy Blackbear, and I'm the vice chairman of Skull Valley. And I don't know if a lot of you people know about our issue, but they want to put the world's largest nuclear waste holding facility on our land. They're trying to do this without our people agreeing to it. And our people said, we don't want it. And the Bureau of Indian Affairs passed a lease with the world's largest holding nuclear facility with nuclear casks. And they passed that lease 3 days after its submittal. 3 days. Environmental issues, gone. Safety issues, gone. The tribe signing the lease didn't happen. We haven't even seen the lease. Didn't happen. Our sovereignty, and a lot of people, it's being used in a lot in the media. Our sovereignty and our land was waived. And not only was our sovereignty waived, but the people of Utah, their sovereignty was waived as well. And so myself and others, other tribal members, have been in court fighting this issue. And we have been told in Utah that we don't have equal rights in Skull Valley. And we don't have civil rights in Skull Valley. So our issue in court, legally, is we're fighting for our civil rights. And because we know that if we lose, we not only lose our civil rights, but you people lose yours. And so it's a tough issue, and a lot of people don't really want to go down that road, you know, and they don't want to talk about it. But because we're faced with this issue, we have no choice. And we've been in court several times, and we've won every time. It is the nuclear industry using government agencies to push people around again. And I know a lot of you people you don't like what the government's doing, and you want to do something about it, you know. Well, we've chose to do something about it. And what we're saying is the Bureau of Indian Affairs, that's who we're suing, is they have broken about every civil rights law that you people can think of. They've broken in Skull Valley. And so it's the bribery, the corruption, the embezzlement that's taking place on our land with the aid of the Bureau of Indian Affairs and the Department of Interior. And so our issue is simple. We have to win that. And right now our people are saying, we don't want that nuclear waste, you know. We don't want it. But it is the government using the nuclear industry with their money, Bureau of Indian Affairs, to say you Indians are going to take that waste whether you like it or not. And so here we are saying like hell we are, you know. And it is taking a small tribe where I'm from to take on this task. So it's a difficult issue to talk about because we're in so many arenas fighting legally. And so what we want to do is we think now's the perfect time to come out and tell you folks, look, this is what's going on. You know, and that nuclear waste is going to go down your guys' highway. It's going to come straight to our home. They want to put 4,000 of these casks on our land on a cement pad. That's it. 4,000 of them. And with the terrorism, and everybody's aware of that, they told us in Skull Valley that terrorism can't happen in Skull Valley. Why? Because this facility holding 4,000 of these casks, it can't happen in Skull Valley because it has a chain link fence around it. Wow. And they expect us to buy that. There are millions of dollars flowing into our tribe, and it is only a select few in our tribe that are keeping that money. And last year, tribal members got money for this nuclear waste. They got a check for $6.71. The facility's worth $8 billion. $8 billion. And so we got a check for $6. I think that was a pretzel with cheese or something like that. But so these are the issues that we have to get out there. You know, we're going back into court next month in September 12th. Again, the Bureau of Indian Affairs shouldn't be fighting against us. They should be fighting with us to protect the civil rights of not only us but you people as well. And instead, they're fighting against us because it is those people that have broken the law here. And it's kind of ironic because when somebody else breaks the law, they go to jail. And but when the government does it, well, we all know that story. But so that's kind of where we are really quick. And again, we're fighting in so many arenas, it's difficult to talk at a short amount of time. But when we were in court, the Bureau of Indian Affairs stated to the judge in our lawsuit that they don't even have administrative records on the world's largest nuclear facility. And the judge at that time said, if you don't have administrative records on this facility, it doesn't exist. And at that time, the attorney said, we don't have no administrative records, but we're making some up now. Wow. And so what we are saying here in Washington, I also have a declaration before the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. And what we are saying, not only in Skull Valley, but across the United States, is how can you license a facility that will house 4,000 casks with no lease? How can you license that, Nuclear Regulatory Commission? You guys have spent millions of dollars licensing a facility that has no lease. It doesn't exist. The unfortunate thing is they're using your taxpayer money to do it. The money that's flowing into Skull Valley is being used by rate-based money out of Minnesota and possibly out of Washington. And your taxpayer money is being used to buy some fool in Skull Valley a brand new pickup truck. The guy that approved the lease on his own without the tribe's consent, he's got like 15 vehicles in his front yard, motorcycles, a mobile home, you name it, he's got it. And while the other tribe, some of the people don't even have running water, you know. Some of the people don't even have a roof on their home. They have a tarp over their trailer, while other people have all of these, you know, new vehicles and et cetera. So it's very important that a lot of people understand what we're doing and not get the wrong idea. We are not suing our tribe. We are not suing tribal members. We are in the middle of a lawsuit suing the government for their malicious activity on our land. And so sovereignty is an issue, civil rights is an issue, land, transportation, all of these implications, they have to do with you people as well, because if they say it's okay for Skull Valley, it goes right through your guys' towns, right down your highways. We're also dealing with the Yucca Mountain issue, which a lot of you people are aware of. Now, the Yucca Mountain thing is very important because in their license, they included Skull Valley. And we're saying, don't include us because we don't want it. And they did it anyway. And what it did is it put more pressure on us. And so we feel our fight is just. We're in it about 4 years now, you know, and it's not cheap. Whenever people decide to deal with litigation, it's very expensive. Myself and our team of people that we put together, we're about $2 million ourselves in this lawsuit of our own money. So it's not cheap. And again, we're not only fighting for our rights, but we're fighting for yours. Thank you. I hope.